Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord God, this is a great day. And on this great day, we're going to the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John. I just believe that young William read the passage already this morning, and we're just going to revisit that on this Palm Sunday. The Gospel according to John, chapter 12, beginning with verse 12 through 19. Help our children get their Bibles. Most of them have Bibles that the church have provided, and I pray that they're bringing them. And the parents, you be an example for the children. You grab your Bible on the way out the door, and believe me, they'll get theirs. Amen. So when you found John 12, 12, please stand all over the sanctuary. And this morning I'm going to be reading from the NIV version of the Bible. We're going with tradition this morning. It is Palm Sunday. And we're going to read about Jesus rides in to Jerusalem on a donkey. The triumphant entry of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. And in the NIV Bible, it reads this way. The next day, the great crowd that had come for the feast heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat upon it, as it is written, "Do not be afraid, O daughter of Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's coat." At first, his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him, and that they had been done, and they had done these things to him. Amen. I believe I will just stop there. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. Holy Spirit. But to go to 17, now the crowd that was with him when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to spread the word. Someone needs to know that, because we need to spread the word. Many people, because they had heard that he had given these miraculous signs, went out to meet him. So the Pharisees, always some Pharisees, said to one another, "See, this is getting us nowhere. Look how the whole world has gone after him." So if you tell somebody and they tell somebody else and they tell somebody else, this good news will continue to spread. So our message this morning on this Palm Sunday, God is saying this to us. These people were praising with great expectation. Praising with great expectations is the title of our message this morning. Praising with great expectations. So God often has us to go back and review from the previous Sunday. So last Sunday, God instructed us to renew our minds with his word. Having the mindset of Jesus, we were told. Christ was obedient to the Father, and God is asking us to be obedient to his word, his will, and his way. And he spoke through to us through the words in Romans that says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God for your life, not for anybody else. So this is about you. I want each person this morning to focus on themselves, like herself, himself, as the word come forth. Because this is not about anybody else right now. It is about you and your relationship with God. And one of the key messages that we walked out of here with last week was, don't you be like them. Don't you behave like unbelievers, being backbiters, being liars, gossipers, fornicators, being unforgiving, filled with rage and anger. Don't you be like them. And that's what God said to us last week. So I pray that you all pondered that through the week. Don't come up in here and walk out in the world acting like unbelievers, because we are children of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and God requires more of us. Come on with me now. But on this Palm Sunday, God is saying to the church, I want you to praise me with great expectation. See, don't you behave like those unbelievers, and I will reveal great things to you. Don't be like them. You will have the joy of Jesus, the peace that surpasses all understanding, and you will have victory over your enemy if you praise me with great expectations. No weapon formed against you shall prosper if you get this spirit of praise in you. So this morning we're going to revisit this traditional Palm Sunday scripture. Hallelujah. Since we understand as we listen and read his word, our mind is changing. Our hearts will begin to change. And we don't want to be like the world you are. So this scripture tells us that Jesus triumphant, talks about his triumphant entry into Jerusalem. See, this is such an important message for the church that all the gospel writers wrote about it. Mark wrote about it. Matthew wrote about it. Luke, and then today we read from John. And this passage is being read throughout the world in Christian churches, because this is all about what we believe. And I'm going to take some time and try to teach about it, because you need to understand who you are as a Christian and how you really got there. What is Palm Sunday? I'm sure there's someone sitting here this morning that's wondering, why do they talk about Palm Sunday? And you have family and friends, like, what is this Palm Sunday that they're talking about? And why do they do what they do? So they wrote about Jesus on this purposeful journey to Jerusalem. And I would suggest that we all sitting here today have a purpose in God. But we must have the mindset of Jesus. We must be obedient to his will. In order for us to live out our purpose, church, we must obey God's will for our lives. So many people will try to derail you and get you off point of your purpose. But you have to be like Jesus. When God say move, you move. Jesus said, not your will, but thou will be done in my life. So God wants us all to grow up. We spend so much time trying to please people that we forget that God has called us for a purpose in him. This morning we're going to just review some of the historical events that went through that lenses of this apostle John about this day. It said that John was about 80 years old when he wrote this, and that means he had been around for a while, you all. He had seen some things. He had walked with Jesus. He had talked with Jesus. He had healed. He had declared this word. So he's writing with authority to us this morning. And he tells us around the 20th chapter why he wrote this book. He said, "These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God." Open your heart. And then by believing, you'll have life, abundant life in his name. John did not only want you to know about Jesus. He wanted you to believe in the power of Jesus and his word. So throughout his gospel, he shows Jesus healing. He shows Jesus delivering. He shows Jesus as truly the Messiah. He is the one that they talked about in the Old Testament as the only source, get this, only source of salvation. I think something happened in Sunday school this morning when the parents told the young lady that if he's your source of salvation, you just have to find someone to be your savior. Jesus is not the savior for everybody. I think I read something like that in this Sunday school lesson this morning. But we are declaring that Jesus is the only source of salvation. He is the only source to eternal life. Oh, yes, he is. Thank you, Sister Gloria. And many believe that John the writer was a disciple of John the Baptist, and he pointed him to Jesus. Now, how many of you have ever pointed somebody to Jesus? It's no better friend than someone that will point you to Jesus. So many times we point them to everybody, everything else, the hip club, where you get your weed, where you get your smoke on. But come on, y'all, wake up in here. Point them to Jesus. If you want to be helpful to someone, if you want them to be whole and live this abundant life, I know what I'm talking about. You woke up then when you heard the word we. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because that's certainly not on my paper. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. But tell somebody about this Jesus that really can do more for you than any smoke. Because that you get that smoke on, it wears off. Now, come on, y'all. It doesn't last long, but Jesus is with you forever. He's there during the midnight hours when you're going through. Come on, y'all. Any alcohol, it wears off. You still got the same problem. Come on. Those are temporary fixes. And that's all it is. But come on, Holy Spirit, tell the people what they need to hear. Hallelujah. So we're going to go back to the text now that y'all woke up. Hallelujah, Lord God. I love God. See, this week is the last week of Jesus' life. So he's journeying into Jerusalem. He knows he's on his path to death, but he is purpose-driven and he continues on. Hallelujah. And as he's traveling, there's a spirit of expectation and excitement because Jesus is coming to town. Hallelujah. Jesus is on his way. This is the same day after Mary had anointed Jesus' feet with this expensive perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. Most of you may be familiar with this story. And the next day, the crowd was heading for the Passover feast to Jerusalem. This crowd, it was always a crowd following you, so watch the crowd because you never know who's sitting in the crowd or walking in the crowd. So everybody that says, "Lord, Lord, or you're wonderful," doesn't mean you're good. So this crowd that accompanied the Lord into the city of David pressed on for the Passover. They were focusing on Jesus because they thought he was going to deliver them from the oppression of the Romans. Hallelujah. They believed that because God had delivered them out of bondage from the Egyptians, that Jesus was coming to deliver them from Rome. But Jesus was coming as a deliverer, but he wasn't coming the way they thought he was coming in terms of being a political deliverer. He was coming as the same God that delivered the people from bondage to deliver them from the bondage of their sin now. He was coming to deliver them from the pain and the shame of their lives. He was coming to deliver them from sin and their sinful behavior. Hallelujah. He was coming to deliver them from their sickness. He's the same God that delivered Israel, but he had a different purpose this morning when he was coming. Our morning text tells us that the crowd was joyful. They escorted Jesus as he rode on this donkey, praising him with great expectation that he would deliver them and get rid of these Romans. In those times, the Bible says that, and research says that, when a king rode on a horse, it symbolized war. But when he rode on a donkey, it symbolizes peace. But the people missed the symbolism. They expected him to lead them to a rebellion against Rome. But he came to give them peace, you all. They were crying out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he, the King of Israel. Hosanna in the highest." Now these words meant, "Save, I pray. Save us, we pray." They were looking for Jesus to save them from the oppression of the Romans. They had it twisted, you all. The people were shouting these praises from the Old Testament. Then they cut branches. They said they were palm branches, and they waved them, because waving the branches means that you have victory. So they were thinking they had victory over the Romans. Misunderstand them, but they would be having their victory, but it was not about the Romans. So later today, we're going to wave our branches, but we're going to wave our branches because we have victory in Jesus. Amen. They told them, the Bible says they took off their coats and they laid them on the path as Jesus went by. It says there was multitudes. There were over 2 million people chanting, "Hosanna, Hosanna." I just believe some of those same people that were saying "Hosanna" that day, that when it came time to crucify Jesus, they were saying, "Crucify him, crucify him." So you just have to be so mindful of people in the crowd. One moment they're praising and worshiping you, and one another moment the knife is so deep in your back, you're just wondering, "Lord God, could it possibly be the same crowd?" Hallelujah. And many of the commentators say they were also meeting when they said, "Hosanna, save us." It was praise the Lord. God has finally sent us our deliverer, and we don't have to be oppressed by those Romans anymore. So you all get this straight about what was happening on Palm Sunday. So when you leave here, I pray you'll be able to articulate this, that Jesus was coming to provide victory. Jesus was coming to provide salvation. Jesus was coming to provide forgiveness of sin for all of us. That's what he was doing on that donkey. Hallelujah. The crowd believe indeed he's the Messiah, but they believe it's the wrong thing. Hallelujah. They believe the wrong thing. And sometimes we get it twisted about what we believe that Jesus is doing for us. Jesus is not our Santa Claus to just give me, give me, give me. Jesus came to give you life and to give you eternal life. So when you don't get all the stuff you're praying for, That's not why Jesus came. Why did he come? He came really so that you would have eternal life. But while he walked on this earth, he showed you how to live from day to day. He said, in this world, you will have trials and tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome all that for you. He came that you may have peace and joy here on earth, but ultimately that you can be with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. This is a season of praise. This is a season of expectation. Jesus came as king so that people will have peace with God. He came so that people may have peace as they discover both the way and the power to live in the divine will of God. He came as king to rule by love rather than by force. Sometimes we try to take things by force, but he came to teach them to love one another. He came to teach them to love God who died for their sins. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, do what you do best and breathe on your people right now so they can understand why they're even here this morning. People came with different agendas, y'all. But let them get into the spirit of praise with great expectation that they would expect God to do something in their lives. Well, they'll stop looking at people to do stuff in their lives, but they'll start looking at the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to make the difference in their lives. No man or woman can give you peace. Your peace will come through your relationship with your Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Stop looking to people. God is here and Jesus is here with you all the time. You have the Spirit of God living in you. That's where your peace comes from. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, you're just taking me where you want to take me. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. But because Jesus came, you all, we need to celebrate during this season with great expectation. Do you need Jesus to do anything for you this morning that you think man can do? The truth be told, how is it working for you when you depend on people? Church, this morning, we do not want to be like that crowd in the text. We don't want to be like the world and like the unbelievers. We want to know why we praise God. The Bible says when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Do you need a blessing this morning? So let's make this relevant to us this morning. For some of you that may be going through some stuff right now, some issues, some hurt, some pain, even some shame, some disappointment, some loneliness, some just stuff you may be experiencing right now. This message is for you, but for y'all that got it all together, just hold on and listen. Because it's for us that know we need Jesus in our lives, that we may be whole and that we may be healed. So we come this Sunday morning with thanksgiving in our hearts, with great expectation that Jesus will give us a word that will make the difference in our lives. So I would say even begin to praise him now in your spirit for your healing. Be thankful that he's going to take care of whatever you may be going through this morning. So I say, don't look to your right or to your left. This message is about you and God. Begin to even praise him for your deliverance of whatever is going on in your life. Because the Bible says, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. See, some people praise out loud. Some people dance. Some people shout. And others are just quiet. But whatever works for you this morning, I would say during this resurrection season, you give God all the honor that he's due. You give him all the praise that he's due. And watch him deliver you. Watch him deliver you. Because when I look out at these faces, Holy Spirit, I don't see a spirit of joy. I don't see a spirit of peace. But God, you came to give us peace like none other. So touch the hearts of your people right now in the name of Jesus. Fill them with your joy. fill them with unspeakable joy that they won't even understand what's going on in their lives. Christ gave it all for you all. He gave it all in the middle of your craziness, in the middle of your sin. He died. See, he could have come down from that cross and saved himself, but he decided to stay and die that you may have peace, that you may have joy, that you may be whole and eventually have eternal life. But I don't think everybody understand that this morning. So I'm praying for a spirit of peace in this place, a spirit of celebration, that you understand what Jesus did just for you. Just for you. Just for you. Hallelujah. Please know that it is impossible. It is impossible to praise God and worry at the same time. Watch yourselves. If you start praising God and singing praises to his name, your whole spirit and countenance will change. Oh, yes, it will. You cannot worry and stress out and praise God at the same time. I challenge all of you sitting under the sound of my voice. Start singing in your spirit. Start praising God in your spirit right now and watch things change. Hallelujah, God, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Church, learn to praise him when you're hurt. Learn to praise him when you doubt. Learn to praise him with the expectation that he will heal that broken place in your heart. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you, he will carry it out. He will finish it. So I asked you this morning, what are you expecting God to do for you? I suggest you start to praise him right now. Praise him right now. Praise him for your enemies. Praise him for the haters. Praise him for the doubters. Because they are sent to build you up and strengthen you. Another thing that when you praise, when you're hurting, it confuses the enemy. It confuses the haters. It confuses the doubters because they want you to walk around depressed with your head hung down like somebody done slapped you to the other side of town. Praise confuses the enemy. So I would suggest let praise be your weapon. When things are not going your way, let praise be your weapon. Praise be your weapon. Does anybody understand that? Praise be your weapon, knowing that you have victory in Jesus. Because God loves the praises of his people. If you don't remember anything else, let praise be your weapon. Let praise be your weapon. Because God, in this world, all kinds of stuff will be going on. Let praise be your weapon. Praise God with great expectation. In this Resurrection Sunday, expect God to resurrect some stuff in your life. What are you expecting to be resurrected for you? Tell God. Someone wrote, have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your struggles. He'll hear your faintest cry. And yes, Lord, he'll answer by and by. Another songwriter wrote it this way. What a friend I have in Jesus. All my sins and grief to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything. Everything to God in prayer. So I suggest this morning, let praise and prayer be your weapon. Praise him while you wait for the manifestation of your prayer. The Bible says, wait upon the Lord and be of good cheer. Because all God is able. Oh yes, he is. He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can even ask or think. We can learn so much about praising in advance, but you have to apply it to your lives. I challenge you during this resurrection season, praise God and watch something resurrected in your life. Praise Him and watch your finances change. Praise Him and watch your relationships change. Praise Him and watch your family change. Praise Him and watch your marriage change. Praise Him and watch your health change. Praise Him and watch your parents change. Praise Him and watch your life change. Because the Bible says, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Holy Spirit, I'm trying to end this, but the Bible says praise Him because God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son for all of us that we may have life and have it more abundantly. The Bible says praise God because He demonstrated His love for you, that while you were still sinners, Christ died for you. The Bible says praise Him because He says, I am the resurrection, the life, the truth, and the life. He that believeth me, though he die, he should live. Church, praise Him with great expectations. Praise Him because He said, do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Praise Him because He said, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd will lay down His life for His sheep. Praise Him with great expectation. So I ask that you stand all over the sanctuary this morning. Start praising God in advance for whatever you need. Believe that He is still a deliverer. He can deliver you from brokenness. He can deliver you from sickness. He can deliver you from pain. Start giving God some praise in this place. I heard a songwriter say, let every praise belongs to God. So if you need God to do something this morning, let praise be your weapon. On this Palm Sunday, even though I didn't preach what's on this paper, God is saying, let praise be your weapon. Let praise be your weapon. Because we all have things we're going through. And you want to be victorious. But praise God. When the praises go up, God loves the praises of His people and the blessings come down. Start to praise Him in your spirit. Start to praise Him with a hand clap. Start to give Him glory because you are confident that He's going to heal your situation. Please praise the Lord when you're outside of the church. Wherever you travel, give praise unto the Lord. Because He is good. Praise Him with the expectation that He's going to heal your situation. Praise Him with the expectation He's going to handle your situation in school. Praise Him. Children, I want the children to understand, praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise God if you need Him to do something. You praise everything else. You praise people, their clothes, how they look, their hair, but praise the Lord today. Come on, let's give God some praise in here. This is Palm Sunday.
Amen.